Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Leaving a grocery cart in a parking lot. Bumping a call straight to voicemail. Drinking milk past its expiration. Our world is overflowing with savages. DPXY explores the fine line of acceptable behavior and complete and utter savagery. It's Team PXY's Savage or Sensible.
Oh, things can always get a little wild around the holidays, especially when it comes to gift giving.
Yeah. People get very intense. Me being one of them. They do. For sure.
Yes. This is an interesting one. Here's the message that we received.
Okay.
This listener wrote, "Hey guys.
Hey guys.
I'd like to remain anonymous because I'm not 100% sure I'm going to go through with what I've got planned or not. I was talking with one of my friends yesterday about what I was going to get my husband for Christmas. When I told her, she immediately called me out for it being an item that I've been talking a lot about wanting for myself. In my mind, it's a win-win because it's something that he will use, but I'll also get to use it.
Mm.
She told me that it would be totally savage of me to get him a gift that's, in reality, really more for me. Do you guys agree? If you want to jump in, 585-252-9800, you could call, you could text. Poll is up over at 98pxy.com. Is this just using your resources?
No, it is. I mean, it really is using your resources and maybe something you wouldn't normally buy for yourself. You can kind of slide it off into, oh, it's a Christmas thing. And if we're both going to use it, great. I mean, who's to say I'll use it more than you? I don't know that. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't see into the future. If I were to take an educated guess, maybe, possibly. Who's to say? But I think it's a fine idea. Dude, people do couples gifts all the time.
But that's the thing. This is not a couples gift. That would be different. If it was a from us to us situation,
no
problem here.
No. I'm not saying like that. I'm saying like,
what do you mean?
We're both getting use out of this.
Yeah, again, to us, from us.
You didn't get permission from the other person, though. Like, you didn't, they're not a part of that.
Well, she could. It's not too late. She hasn't purchased it yet.
I don't know. I think it's semantics.
So you're telling me, let's just rule reversal real quick here. Because I know you're coming at it from the mindset of you are the one giving this gift, and you are getting the benefit of giving a gift that you'll also get some use out of.
Right.
Think about it from the other side. Think about it from the side, in this instance, of the husband, where it's Christmas morning, you're excited, you had a bunch of stuff you put on your list you wanted your significant other to get you, and you're opening everything, and it's going great. You got them a ton of stuff that's all focused solely on them, as you do, being the great gift giver that you talk about so much.
I am.
And you open up that gift and you realize, wait a second. I mean, yeah, I guess I'll use this, but you've been talking a lot about this. You've actually mentioned wanting to get this multiple. This might have been on your list for me to get you, but now you're giving it to me. You are telling me in that moment, with all truth, all honesty, all sincerity, you wouldn't be a little perturbed?
I don't know what that word means, so
annoyed.
No.
You wouldn't be annoyed. You would be so annoyed. Your steam would be shooting out of your ears. You'd be immediately on the phone, calling your mom.
Well,
there'd probably be tears.
Well,
they don't care about me.
No, it's not that.
I got gifts that were all for them. They got me this one that's Corey, really for them,
Corey,
but it's not.
Stop just describing every Christmas I've ever had with a significant other. Please stop. Like, I have trauma.
It's too close to home.
Every Christmas with every significant other I've ever had. Not going to say garbage, but like definitely garbage. Just because, and this is what we go back to it. Managing those expectations. I can't expect people to do what I do for them.
Oh,
and I'm not saying I'm the best.
Yeah, I think you are.
But
you've literally said that before.
I'm not saying I'm, you know, the absolute best, but I'm pretty damn close.
Yeah.
And I've been here before. I've done it. And
you're telling me you wouldn't be upset. You would be upset. Don't lie. Don't
no,
lie.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't be upset.
You'd be upset.
I'm upset most Christmases. I cry almost every Christmas.
All right. So it sounds like you're voting Savage on this. Sounds like you're agreeing with me.
I don't know, though. Because here's the thing.
What?
I get what I want.
So annoying.
I mean, I do. I get what I want. In some way, shape, or form.
Do you, though? You just said that every Christmas was trash and you didn't get what you wanted.
Right. But with that being said, I always find a workaround.
Don't care how I want it.
I always find a workaround.
Okay.
Someone got me something one time and I didn't like the style, so I just returned it and got what I wanted.
Okay. So are you saying that the husband should return this item and get something he wants? Is that what you're telling me?
I mean,
it's his gift. It's his gift.
No, but true. Like, fight fire with fire. I'm not against that. I'm not against that at all, actually.
Yeah. But let's get back. Let's move away from your trauma personally and get back to the crux of what this Savage or Sensible is. Getting your significant other a holiday gift just because you'll also get to use it. You are telling me, with everything that you just said and the past experiences that you have had, that you are still going to sit over there and vote sensible on this?
I just don't know any different. I just don't know any different.
Seems like a cop-out.
I don't know.
585-252-9800. Jackson on with us this morning. Jackson, what do you think for today's Savage or Sensible?
Definitely sensible.
You think it's sensible? Really? Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's a two-for-one. They want the gift. You want it as well. You both will use it. I see no harm, no foul.
But the problem here, Jackson, is that it's not a gift from us to us. It is a gift from them to their significant other that they just really want to use. If it's, I mean, again, if it's a from us to us situation, fine, no problem there. But it just seems like they're trying to cheap out a little bit. And, well, I'll count this as one of the things towards their tally of gifts, when in reality, it's for both of them.
Again, don't see a problem with this. You get the gift for them. They're not much of a fan of it, or, you know, they don't use it that much. You still use it. No money wasted.
Wow. All right.
You're telling me you wouldn't be a little annoyed if there was a particular item that you and your significant other have been talking about and you've really let on how much you want it and they're kind of like, yeah, that would be cool. You know, they're a little laissez-faire about it, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got you that for Christmas, knowing full well that they want it more than you do. You don't think that would make you a little annoyed?
Listen, I'm not one that just gives just one gift for Christmas, so it's not going to be the only gift that they get.
Jackson's like, no way, Jose. If I sneak one for me in there, who's to say?
Yeah.
Really,
there's so many others. They'd be so distracted, they won't even know.
I love it. Right, I think this is a great idea. And Jackson, I stan you in the sense of no money wasted.
Yeah, we have literal Santa Claus in the photo this morning. Jackson, thank you for the call.
You're welcome, guys. Have a good one.
Oh, you too.
See ya.
Yeah, standing strong. Couldn't push him off his take.
Yeah,
there.
No.
252-9800. Douglas, on to this morning. Douglas, how are you, good sir?
Douglas.
Good morning, everyone. I'm very well. How are you?
Good.
Great.
What do you think about today's Savage or Sensible?
I think that at 113% depends on the gift. What if I were to give my girl a Dyson vacuum? It costs like $19,000, right?
Yeah.
And she digs on keeping the house clean, and And gosh darn it, I just saw a mess one time, and I used it too. I thought it was cool too. It depends on the gift. I mean,
Douglas, I'm going to strongly push back against cleaning supplies as gifts. You could.
Well, what if she wants it?
You could get yourself in trouble with that.
What if she wants it?
Well, I mean, if it's on a list.
Well, thank you, Breezy, because by gosh, that's a pragmatic and it's a thoughtful gift. If she really digs on cleaning, and gosh,
yeah,
that's like
and Douglas,
the price of the century, right?
And Douglas shows you got some coin if you're getting her a Dyson vacuum.
Yeah, is that what it is?
That's a huge flex.
Listen, you could buy anything on the Never Never plan nowadays. I could buy Ireland on $60 a month, I think, really.
Sure.
Buy now, pay later.
But here's the thing, Douglas. Doesn't it make more sense to just call it what this texter says? Call it a couple's gift. It means you can care about your longevity in your relationship, they say.
Oh, see, that's semantics, too, because, I mean, my gosh, you can call anything a couple's gift. You buy a 65-inch flat screen, it's a couple's gift.
Yeah, very true.
Ridiculous, you know, anything can be a couple. It depends on the gift. It really does.
Douglas, I'm a big intent guy. I talk about this all the time. The intent here is if it's a couple's gift, then you're going into it fully saying, this is something I also want to use. This is a gift to me and to you. Why not just go that route? Why be sneaky about it and try to cloak it as if it's some sort of gift exclusively for them? Mm. On the tag, it says, from this person to this person. It seems a little shady if you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, if you ask me, everyone's got an ulterior motive.
They do, Douglas. And if you sit there and say you don't, you're a liar.
What
does your dad always say, Corey? Don't like a liar.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm saying, be transparent.
I love that take. I love that take, Breezy. That's great.
Yeah, thanks.
Good for you.
My dad's take? You love my dad's take? Are you taking credit for my dad's take?
Who's to say?
Douglas, thanks for the call. You have a great day. One more. Nate from Bloomfield. What do you think, man? What's going on for today, Savage or Sensible?
It is Savage.
Oh, thank God. Finally, someone.
I mean, if you clearly label it as for them, it should be for them.
It's a lie, right? Exactly.
It's not a lie.
No, if you're labeling it and it's supposed to be for them, but it's actually for you or the two of you, then that is an inaccurate, that's false advertising.
No, this person.
I'll see you in court.
No.
You want to take my dad's phrases? Don't. I'll steal your phrases.
I literally credited your dad. I'm sorry Douglas's hearing aids weren't on. This person says.
We know you're on the fence.
What?
We know you're on the fence for being Savage.
Also true. Also very, very true.
Did I say that?
Yeah. No, we just all know that.
This person. I bought my husband a garage door opener. I will also be using that. This person says, what if it's a toy for the bedroom?
Oh. Okay.
What?
Okay.
Stumped them. No one has anything to say there.
Nate, thank you for the phone call, my friend. We'll talk to you later.
Oh, now Nate's hanging up?
Yeah, Nate's hanging up now. Allison's joining us. Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
What do you think for today, Savage or Sensible, getting your significant other a holiday gift just because you'll also get to use it?
Well, I'm actually guilty of this, so I'm
going to
go with Sensible.
Okay. You're doing it this year or past years?
Well, for my fiance's birthday a few years ago, I made him a really nice, like, you know those, like, tie blankets?
Yeah.
And I made it for him to take on a plane to go visit his family, and then when he came back, I just took it and used it for myself.
Wow, that's savage. That's really savage, because you're just, like, fully taking
it. That's just theft. That is just theft.
Yeah, you're fraudulent fraud.
I mean, now we live together, so it's okay.
Oh, now it's coming back to
you. Okay, yeah, okay, then that's fine. That's fine.
Is this if you love something, set it free if it comes back?
Yep. Okay. Yep. Still waiting for a lot of things to come back for me.
Allison, thanks for the call. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Lots of people checking in on Facebook. Kelly says, Sensible. 1 year I got my husband Nerf guns, absolutely for both of our use. Emily, on the other side of that one, saying Savage. This text, another sensible vote. They say sensible. In a relationship, nothing is really yours or mine.
No.
If you get your significant other a gift and you want to use it, there is no problem with that. And if you have a problem with it, you probably shouldn't be in the relationship.
Very true.
Again, not saying
Yeah, that's
that,
very true, actually.
Again, it's a fine line here. Because not saying you can't use it. It's not like if you touch it, your hands burn, right? Like, oh my God, I got you, you know, that remote control for that TV. And if I touch that TV or I look at it, I burst into flames. Like, obviously, that's not the case. Again, for me, it's always about the intention, right? And when the intention is,
well, I really want to use this.
I mean, everyone.
I really want this gift. But I don't want to put it on my list because then that's going to go from all the other gifts.
Why are you doing the auctioneer voice?
Because that's going to go from all the other gifts that I want to get. So that's going to cut into that. So if I get them this gift, then I can get more other gifts.
Are we doing walkie-talkies? What are we doing?
Yeah, that's what
I'm talking about. Also, it's naive of you to think that everyone's intentions are pure because they're just not.
I never said they were, but that's how I decipher what something is savage or sensible.
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean?
That doesn't make any sense.
What do you mean?
Doesn't everyone's make sense? Intentions are not pure.
I know. That's why things become savage when they intentions are not pure.
They're never pure.
That's not true. Sometimes. Sometimes.
I love your Leave It to Beaver mindset.
What? Sometimes people do things because they just want to be nice to their significant other. Are you telling me there's always an ulterior motive?
Yep.
False. False.
Maybe I've just been in the wrong
relationships. Legally, we can't talk about that. So let's go to our poll.
Okay.
Any closing thoughts?
I just don't understand. Like,
what don't you understand?
I will sit here all day
and
say sensible.
Yeah.
Because it is what it is.
You and seem pretty beaten down and defeated.
Yeah. That's also very true. It's also very, very true. Yeah. So.
And it sounds like you're giving up.
I.
That's what it sounds like to me. I could be wrong, but.
Who's literally to say?
Yeah. You know? Okay. All right. Well, okay. Can we go to the poll now? Are you?
That was my last closing thought.
Are you done? Today's Savage or Sensible, getting your significant other a holiday gift just because you'll also get to use it. 67% of the people voting do say sensible.
Okay.
All right. But when there's tears on Christmas morning, I warned you. Just remember that.
There will always be tears.
Shockingly, no, Breezy. I don't think I've had tears Christmas morning, really, ever. Except tears of joy. There's that.
Yeah, I can't relate.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't relate.
It gets better. It does.
Does it?
Yeah. Okay. Usually.
Got a topic for Team PXY Savage or Sensible? Email savage at 98pxy.com and we'll put it to the Savage scale. More Team PXY next on the number one hit music station, 98pxy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.